It's Wednesday night. Table four here at Red Bones Grill, where the good times roll, where each and every Wednesday night we talk about things we love the most. Barry basketball, our families, dogs, movies, trivia, but mainly Barry basketball. It's the Heath Allington Coaches Show live at Red Bones every Wednesday night where the good times roll. I'm Mike DeCourcy, joined each and every week by the coach of the Vikings, the boys basketball coach, that is, Coach Heath Allington, who in the last 7 days has played three times. And coach, somehow, some way, we found a way, and the Vikings with three big wins over the last week are now 17-1 on the season and looking to peak heading into tournament play, but still big games left before we even think about that. Good evening, everybody. I'm Mike DeCourcy, joined by Heath Allington every Wednesday. It's the Heath Allington Coaches Show. And coach, what a 7 day stretch for our guys. And it's been, you know, Forrest Gump talked about life's like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. I mean, you had three opponents, starting with Jasper on Thursday, going to Vincennes Reveille on Saturday, going to Dubois last night, where we weren't sure sometimes what players were going to play for us. We weren't sure who was going to match up on the other side with kids coming back for other teams. And 3-0 in three battles, but, you know, a win is a win is a win.
They call it a grind for a reason. It sure was. This past week has been tough. Three physical opponents, starting out with Jasper, maybe the most physical team on our schedule. Very talented and well-coached. And when Jalen went out in the middle of first quarter and never returned, our kids just didn't flinch, and they found a way to win against a really good opponent. Turn around quickly after a 30-minute practice on court Friday because we were so banged up. Traveled to Vincennes Reveille, which I think is the toughest place to play a basketball game. My least favorite place to play a basketball game. And then a quick practice on Monday for another road game, conference game at Northeast Dubois. Outstanding basketball team, superb defensively, and it was just a fun game to watch for the fans.
Yeah, fun game for the fans, great environment, and the type of game, and we'll kind of go on these games in order, coach, but it's a type of game that eventually, if the Vikings want to make a run, that's a tournament type game that you've got to figure out a way to win. Low possessions, you know, not a lot of fouls being called either way. It was we had to find a way, and we did.
It was a possession battle. We only took 24 shots the entire game. 15 free throws, but 24 field goal attempts. That's the lowest that I've ever had as a head coach. And it's not like we were trying to hold the basketball. They weren't either. It was just two really good defensive teams that were bumping every cut, guarding the basketball, and a shot went up. Everybody was rebounding. Just two teams that were fighting for a victory, and it came down to one play.
Came down to one play, and just as a lot of them did. But, coach, we'll start last Thursday night at home against Jasper. And, you know, you mentioned last week that, you know, I don't think you said it definitively, but you just said, hey, they could be the best team on our schedule. And, you know, great crowd, even for a Thursday night. And 2 minutes into the game, your leading scorer, sophomore Jalen Graber, goes down with an ankle. And, you know, you can describe kind of how that happened. And from then on, the last 3 days, we're doing things on the fly a little bit.
Jalen went down and would have been an ankle tweak, but a Jasper player accidentally landed on his foot. And so a tweak turned into a severe ankle sprain. And our guys just stepped up in his absence. Not sure how long he'll be out. We're just taking it day by day. Credit our trainer, Nate Sterling, for all his care. But just a tremendous win for our basketball team at home against Jasper. Coach Gable is one of the coaches I admire the most. I love how humble he is and how he coaches his guys. They're so disciplined on both ends. They guard you, and they always have multi-sport athletes, physical players, a lot of football guys. This year, they do have those multi-sport athletes, but these guys can flat out play basketball. They are super skilled. My wife even made that comment.
Talking to Coach, Hall of Fame baseball coach, Terry Gobert, after the game, you know, he mentioned he felt like there wasn't a lot of times where teams were able to match the physical presence, the physicality of Jasper, and felt like we did and then some. And he said, you know, basically for a, you know, it's a 1A, 3A matchup, even though we play every year, but that doesn't happen very often. And I thought that was a pretty nice compliment for our guys.
Yeah, that's a very nice compliment from one of the best to do it. Our guys are physical as well, and they don't back down from anybody. Just amazing to see how they stepped up when Jalen went down. That guy that we lean on so much, especially on the offensive end, our leading scorer, and we just found a way to win.
So 46-41, and Coach, honestly, it was 11-11 after a quarter. We kind of grabbed the lead in the second quarter, it was never, even though the game was kind of in the mid-40s, it was also a game where possessions weren't crazy high, but both teams were trying to play. Defense was, I'm not going to say it was ahead of the offense, but the defense was good. But we grabbed the lead in the second quarter, and we never give it up.
Not easy to do against a team like that with so many weapons. They can score inside and out. I'd like to credit Braxton Knighty for the individual job he did on Jalen Mayners, a guy averaging almost 15 a game coming in, can post it, can face you up in mid-range, can shoot the three. Just a tremendous basketball player, and Braxton held him to 9, and collectively we did. But thought we did a nice job in their guards as well, Logan Day and Riley Foy, two guys who can flat out fill it up. So total team effort on the defensive end, holding them to 41 points is not easy.
So we have a 21-17 lead at halftime, kind of spread it out there in the third quarter, kind of bounced back and forth. Corbin, I threw it out on the media page. He got a friendly role, but sometimes to beat a good team, you know, that you got to get a role every now and then. That gave us a 9-point lead going to the fourth, and from there on out, I'm not going to say we were managing the game. We were still on the attack a little bit, but you know, their pressure, the defenses that they switched to didn't really bother your kids and our ability to handle it.
When Corbin hit that shot, I just had a feeling that maybe this is our night. I think that ball hit every piece of the rim and fell in. So we tried to make it an emphasis in the fourth quarter. We were playing to win and not playing not to lose. I think sometimes that happens when you build a lead and you spread them out. We want to take layups. We want to take free throws and still be aggressive with our foot on the pedal. Thought our guys did that, but credit Jasper. They just would not go away.
And another thing, while you're giving credit, and it's easy to talk about the five kids a lot of times who are in at the beginning of the game or leading scores, but sophomore Wrigley Wirtz kind of steps up when they had cut it back down to 3 in the fourth quarter. And, you know, now I know there's you know, no regular bonus, double bonus, everything's 2 shots, but that kid stepped up with 30 seconds left or whatever it was and just bang, bang, made 2, and that was 5, and that was officially it. And I just think it's a good sign when you can look back at a game and go, okay, well, that kid who's our 7th or 8th guy, he's closing the game out. You know, Corbin, who's been coming off the bench, now he's basically your starter. He makes a big shot, and you get these contributions. Miller Thompson came off the bench and not only did a good job getting a couple of driving buckets, but he had to go in there and defend that physicality and did a good job also. So three really great contributions from kids who aren't normally in that starting 5.
We don't win that game without those guys and their contributions. All 3 of those guys did exactly what they had to do for us to win. And starting with Wrigley Wirtz, a guy that's played a lot of JV, not a ton of varsity yet, but continues to get more minutes. When Jalen went out, Wrigley is our inbounder. We trust him with the ball, does a nice job of hitting the open guy, and he's just a guy you trust. He's not afraid of the moment. You saw that in the Lagodi game, and just can't say enough about his progression throughout the season.
Go to Vincennes Reveille on Saturday, and you know, if there was a game where you may have looked at it before and said, oh, well, that's going to be one that, you know, we can just show up and play. You know, I think Reveille with their kids coming back, and you know, we've talked about this all season. Nobody's been banged up, hurt, had players out probably more than Coach Beasy's squad. 1 o'clock matinee, and you know, we had to pack a lunch and we had to figure out a way.
They've dealt with a lot of adversity this season with injuries and guys being out, and with us having, like I said, we were on court for 30 minutes on Friday, watched some film of Reveille, went over the scouting report, went over there, 1 o'clock, varsity only, and I think that's the toughest place to play. It is not easy. The fans are right on top of you. They put you in the locker room downstairs. It's tough. It's a really tough place to come out of there with a win, and they're really good. They sit in their zone, and they're active. Their back of that zone is huge and really disrupted us at the rim and on the perimeter. And they also got Wallace back, which is a huge contributor for them. He's an inside-out threat, super skilled, and very good on the outside of that zone. And we're trying to figure out how to play against the zone without Jalen, a guy that we do a lot of stuff for. Wasn't pretty, but on the road we found a way to win.
So 46-41 over Vincennes Reveille, and that was Vikings win number 16 on the season. And then, you know, obviously the continued absence of Jalen. You know, I kind of felt like last night was the first time, not that we had a ton of time to put things together, but it was, you know, you mentioned 30 minutes on the court was all you had in between games. And then you turn around, now you've got, I mean, there's only going to be one practice on Monday, obviously, but you know, at least you, the coaches, the kids, you've got a little time to get into a different headspace and say, all right, these are the guys we're rolling with tonight, you know. And I thought from the jump, the atmosphere at Du Bois last night, their student section, it was full. There's a great picture I threw out on Bari Media today, taken at the national anthem. Great environment, and we just found a way.
Tuesday night in Indiana, it doesn't get much better than that. We had a great crowd. Our fans traveled. Du Bois had so many fans there, too. It felt like a tournament atmosphere. We told our guys going in that this is not a beauty pageant. You're not getting scored for how pretty you look. We just have to find a way to make one more play than them. And we've been preaching this week that February is not about being pretty, but tough wins. And our guys were tough. It wasn't always perfect. We only had 7 turnovers. I think we forced 9, so it was a pretty clean game offensively. But as I mentioned earlier, we took 24 field goal attempts. That was it. We were 9 of 15 from the foul line and only shot 24 field goals. I think they were 11 of 27 from the field. We were 10 of 24, but we made 9 free throws to their 6. And it comes down to that.
Sometimes it's the little things. But coach, there in the fourth quarter, I'm not going to say we consistently had. I mean, the lead was never more than 2 or 4, and at that point, you guys are we're spreading people out a little bit. We're trying to find lanes to the basket, and a lot of times those lanes aren't there. Last 4 minutes of the game, you know, in a situation like that, how are you thinking as a coach?
We like to go to our spread offense where we're not holding the basketball. We want layups and free throws. And they did a really nice job of keeping us out of the paint. To this point, we've been pretty successful at our penetration and getting to the basket, drawing fouls and shooting layups and getting back cuts. They defended that very well. So we are extremely patient. We had a 3-point lead with a couple minutes left, and Braxton Knighty went by his guy, kind of had an in-between shot, wasn't quite a layup. Not a bad shot, but in that situation, probably not the one we wanted. Opened the door up a little bit, but if that shot goes in, we're up 5 with under 2 minutes. We're feeling a little bit better.
Last play of the game, well, last offensive play of the game for Barive. Du Bois comes back to tie it at 30. We get the ball back. You call timeout. Just under 10 seconds. We get it on the side. They make a defensive mistake overplaying. CY goes all the way to the rim. I mean, I'm just curious, Coach. Was that the call in the huddle? What were you guys trying to accomplish on that last possession?
I was initially wanting to play through that without calling a timeout and allowing their defense to get set. We still had 2 timeouts left, but with the crowd so loud and just trying to make sure we're on the same page and get the shot we want, we elected to call a timeout. We were looking to inbound the ball, get it across screen, and throw it inside to Braxton. If he was open, we were sprinting. Kearson threw some double screens. If he didn't have a shot, he'd have the whole left side to operate with. But we threw the ball in. They gambled. And indecision on a switch, whether or not to pick Carson up. He saw a free lane. Their attention was on Kearson. He got all the way to the basket and made a huge play for us.
Huge play, 32-30, the win. Crowd goes wild. Great atmosphere down in DuBois County last night. Gives the Vikings win number 17 on the season. We're going to go ahead and take our first commercial timeout. And when we come back, first segment is always the week that was. Second segment, the week that is. And got some news to break to Coach Howington here on the show tonight. We've got 9 minutes to get it done. It's the Heath Howington Coaches Show, live at Red Bones every Wednesday night, where the good times roll. We'll be back after this timeout.
Blesch Brothers Equipment Company wants to help you get ready for spring by offering you a 10% savings on your preseason parts purchases. February 16th through the 21st is Parts Discount Week. You'll receive 10% off all your parts and accessories paid for and purchased during the week. Stop by Blesch Brothers Equipment Company in Oden and Holland, February 16th through the 21st, and stock up on all your parts for New Holland, Kenzie, Krauss, Rhino, and many other brands.
This Friday and Saturday at the Davies County Construction Show, Davies County Metal Sales is bringing all 30 of their metal colors right where you can see them, touch them, compare them. Matte, textured, or wood grain finish, they've got it. Building a new home, putting up a shop, need a new roof? DC Metal has the color and finish that'll make your project look exactly how you want it. Stop by their booth and find out how they can save you money while giving you more choices. Davies County Metal Sales. See the difference at the construction show.
Join local Pike County leaders for the 2026 annual dinner Friday, March 6th at High Banks Weddings and Events in Petersburg. Doors open at 5 p.m. The fun begins at 6 with dinner and a trivia night and brief updates from the Pike County Economic Development Corporation and Pike County Chamber of Commerce. Tickets are just $30 per person, and this is the largest fundraiser of the year supporting projects that strengthen the Pike County community. More information on both Pike County Chamber of Commerce and the Pike County Economic Development Corporation Facebook pages. Super Auction Saturday is back this Saturday beginning at 10:05 on Memories 107.9 and WAMWAMFM.com. Bid on some great bargains this week from Champion Lanes, El Mazatlan, Red Bones in Montgomery, Big Al's Place, Heller's Country Garden, Alvis Music has an electric guitar, Deisinger Jewelers have some beautiful earrings for Valentine's Day, the Knights of Columbus, Kitchen on Main Street, Homestead Restaurant and Bakery in Oden, US 50 Motors at the Roundabout, Jumpin' Jack's Family Fun Center offering family fun packs, A1 Limousine Service has a 3-hour limo ride, Greenwell Hardware and Ligoti will offer gift cards, Lily's Floral Art has great flowers for Valentine's Day, the Chandelier Barn is back on Main Street in downtown Washington, Rim Bicycle and Fitness offering those pickleball supplies, and the Gustav in Montgomery. Don't miss Super Auction Saturday this Saturday at 10:05 on Memories 107.9. Weather brought to you by US 50 Motors at the Roundabout just east of Washington.
Looking for your next vehicle or dependable service? US 50 Motors in Washington has you covered. Quality vehicles, flexible financing, and full service shop all in one place. Call us today at 812-610-2450 or visit us50motors.com. That's us, US 50 Motors, driving our community forward.
Here's your weather forecast from the Blesch Brothers Equipment Weather Center. Mostly clear tonight. Look for a low overnight around 27. Partly sunny for your Thursday with an afternoon high of 46. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, low 26. Friday, sunny with a high near 51. And a 30% chance of afternoon rain, mostly cloudy Saturday with a high near 53.
Thank you.
table four, Red Bones, where the good times roll. Coach Howington, if you've never heard Post Malone and company play this as a country song, I couldn't recommend it more. Fantastic. Fantastic. It's the Heath Howington Coaches Show live at table four every Wednesday night where the good times roll. I'm Mike Nagorsi, joined by Barry basketball coach Heath Howington. Vikes are 17-1 on the season. And coach, doesn't get any easier Friday night.
Be a tough environment at South Knox. Really good team that's playing well. A lot of weapons. We'll have to be prepared.
Tell us about the Spartans.
Coach Ferris has done a really good job with this group. He has a young group of guys that are playing, mixed in with some veterans as well. Man, they're competing. Nice win at Lagodi, going to Lagodi and playing without one of their better players in Loudermilk. Kind of similar situation that we're in with Jalen. So a team that can really shoot the three. They shoot right around 20 a game and are variable. So it'll be important for us to defend the three-point line, and we know it'll be tough on the road.
And, you know, another thing to mention about South Knox, you know, kids at Bar Eve, the Blue Chip Conference is nice. But, you know, I think a lot of coaches consistently talk about, hey, tournament, tournament, tournament. And one of the things that Coach Hughes used to say this a lot, you know, my wife used to say it, you don't get to play in the tournament until you play all your conference games. So you might as well try to, you know, do your best to win the thing while you're there. And we could go a long way to getting that done Friday night.
South Knox is one loss. So for us to really control our destiny and win this thing outright, we'll need to go up there and win it. Not really interested in a share. I know our guys aren't, but it's not really something we talk about at practice. We're focused on the process. We haven't even really brought it up about the conference race, although I'm sure they know about it. We don't want to put too much pressure on our guys. Just want to go out and play the way we played.
South Knox, as you mentioned, that big win over Lagodi last night where they take a 9-0 lead, and I don't believe they ever trail in the ball game, which, you know, I know Lagodi was missing a starter, but as you mentioned, South Knox leading scorer, Levi Loudermilk, out with an injury, maybe out for a minute. Who knows what the official prognosis on that is. But, you know, they were in a similar situation, and they're a pretty young ball club, and for them to go into a tough environment at JBA, that's a good win for those guys.
It's a really good road win for Coach Ferris and their team. I think you would look at South Knox at the beginning of the season and see their youth and that they were playing a lot of young guys. Most people would say, oh, they might be a year away. This team is playing, and they are not a year away. They're good. They're good now. So I think a lot of people would say they're ahead of schedule and how well they've played. And Coach Ferris and the staff have put their team in a position to win. Love some of the stuff they do offensively. They move and cut as well as any team on our schedule. They screen away. Our switches will have to be on time and be connected. So we know defensively we'll have our hands full Friday.
Yeah, you certainly will. And, you know, Coach, you know, talking about all of this records here and conference record here and this and that and state rankings, as the season has gone on and the wins have piled up, and we've talked about it a little bit before, but is that something that you and the coaching staff have you know discussed with the guys that, hey, it's part of winning and you've got to handle it? How do you guys address it, or is it just, and I know it's a cliche, one game, next game, you know, get all the Kurt Cignetti talking points in there. But I also know it has to be hard to not get caught up in everything else. How have you guys addressed that?
We've taken the approach of the three H's, healthy, hungry, humble. It's important for us to stay healthy. We haven't done a very good job of that, but we're trying. Staying hungry, we have had some success with our conference and non-conference schedule. But most importantly is just staying humble about it. And that old motto we talk about is nobody cares, work harder. You win, work harder. You lose, work harder. And I really liked how our guys came into practice today. We were only on court for a little over an hour. No contact. It was all player development and trying to sharpen up on the offensive end. But just like how they come every day, willing to get better.
Coach, I'm not asking you to compare and contrast your teams at North Posey, Evansville Memorial, or now at Bar Eve. And I certainly I don't want a former player hearing this and going, and your phone blows up. But have you had a group that plays harder than this group consistently for 32 minutes in your career?
Man, these guys compete. You fall in love with every one of your teams and kids and maintain those relationships throughout. But this team, they play like their hair's on fire. And they have been guarding at a high level to this point. If we can improve our offensive efficiency and we can help our guys and put them in some better spots, we're really working as a staff to do that right now. But defensively, these guys, you know, go to DuBois and give up 30 points. Looked it up today. That is the fewest amount of points they've scored at home since January 25th of 2019. It's over 7 years ago, and that's when they played Jasper. So, and they guarded too. But defensively, to hold them to 30, and last week we held both teams to 41, and then Chills 26. So these guys are guarding at a high level and have proven that we can do some different things. We're versatile defensively. Not only can we play in a half court, man-to-man and switching things, but we can full court trap, we can half court trap. So it's just a Rubik's Cube right now.
So you heard it from Coach Allington, hardest group that he's ever coached in his life, hardest player. You should run for Congress. You know, but one of the things that in my follow-up to that is, you know, and we've discussed it too, playing hard is it's a skill, almost like shooting or knowing where to be on defense or knowing what set is what. Like, it really is. That's something that you never have to worry about, and you can address other things because you're not constantly on everybody's butts to play harder.
It's nice as a head coach to know that your effort is going to be consistent, not just in games, but that is every day at practice. That's every day in a weight room class. These guys approach things the same way, and that's a credit to their families and what they've instilled. But it's just a treat as a coach to be able to have that every day. Now, the things that we can really get on them about are they're not effort. They're not attitude. It's execution right now.
Right.
So we're really trying to be critical in those areas.
Well, Coach, as we get out of here, obviously it's a big game on Friday night. Our fans have really been traveling well.
Can't say enough about these fans. Tuesday night at Northeast DuBois, you look out there, the place is packed, and they love watching these kids play. And a credit to our kids for the type of product they're putting on the floor with their effort and how hard they're playing.
The last thing, and finally, my friend is now sitting to my left, the Todd Father, Washington Times Herald sports editor, Todd Lancaster. He's the only other person in the world that knows this, so we're gonna close on this tonight. So, when my son was in the, I think he was in the first grade, his routine after school, now I see Ty doing the dead sprint down the hallway sometimes, coming from the elementary to the high school where mom and dad are. But Dane would do this thing every day where he would get out of class, and it was Usain Bolt to the high school as fast as he could get there. And there were some teachers in the hallways from time to time who would, and like people sprinting in the hallways, you know. And Coach Brian Hughes always thought that was hilarious, to the point where he would sometimes open up his door and he would have a snack or a whatever waiting. And Dane just, he always thought Coach Hughes was cool because, hey, that was his, you know, it's like playing a game of tag and that was home base. So when we got our dog 13 years ago, we named it Brian the Dog. Not because of anything basketball related, but because of a first grader. That was his buddy. So we have purchased, but not yet delivered, a new dog. And the debate is out about what the name should be. And I'm not saying this is final, but I just need your blessing. All right? So the odds, the names, there's Stevie for my wife's all-time favorite musical artist, Stevie Nicks. There's something from Stranger Things where somebody's named 11. I don't know, where they want to call the dog L or Ellie. And then I've got a segment of my house that doesn't include me that just says, why don't we just call it Howie? It worked out well for Brian. And my friend Todd Lancaster last night, he said, he's the only one that knows this. He says, stop naming your animals and your pets after Bar Eve coaches. And I said, Todd, if we could get as much enjoyment for the next 13 years out of Howie the dog as we do out of Brian, as we did out of Brian the dog, he said, you know, I said, then that's all that really matters. And he said, I stand corrected. You have my blessing. So the dog father and the Todd father has. So I'm not saying it's official, but do we have the Howington family blessing, if we choose to go this way, to name our dog Howie?
You got it.
Permission granted. We got it. We got it. Yes. It's a heartwarming story. It feels great here at Red Bones tonight. Coach, hey, we like to have a little bit of fun every week, but Vikes 17-1. Anything you want to say before we head to Friday night?
I'm humbled. I'm flattered. We don't need a dog right now. Our kids want one, but maybe we can come over and hang out with the dog.
We'll let you meet Howie the dog. That's for sure. You can even dog sit if you want.
It's kind of like you need you need friends that have the dogs, friends that have the boats, the vacation homes.
Yeah.
But I'm not ready to take care of a dog.
Yeah, I can hook you up. Vacation homes, not so much. Dogs, I got you.
There we go.
Coach, thanks for popping in tonight. We'll see everybody at South Knox on Friday night.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it.
All right. This is the Heath Allington Coaches Show, live at Red Bones every Wednesday night, where the good times roll, table number 4. Stop in, tell Cindy hello, get a good meal. About to dive into a Bones Burger here in just a second. Todd Lancaster, who's ready to roll for the B3 podcast. Get that tomorrow, wherever you download your podcasts. So for Coach Heath Allington, I'm Mike DeCourcy. This is the Heath Allington Show.